So in the last program, we were talking about the light of Jesus Christ, how it's a power that can heal you in your body and in your soul. Malachi 4:2 says that the Son of Righteousness, which is Jesus, arises with healing in his wings and his beams of light. Light heals. The word healing in that scripture, he arises with healing, is a Hebrew word marpe, and it means health, healing, and a cure. It also means sound of mind. Your mind is part of your soul. So light brings health, healing, and a cure to your physical body, but it also causes you to be sound of mind. It also causes you to be healed of the woundedness that's in your soul. That's what happens when the Son of Righteousness arises on you with healing in his wings and his beams. You get healed in every part of your being, body, soul, and spirit. Amen? And we talked about how that prophetic word in the Old Testament in Malachi 4:2 of the Son of Righteousness using these powers to heal is fulfilled in the Mount of Transfiguration. It's one of the many fulfillments of that prophetic word. And it said that Jesus told his disciples that they would get to see the kingdom of heaven come in its power, which is dunamis, before they died. And then 6 days later, they go up in the mountain and they got to see the anointing of dunamis fall on Christ. And it looked like light. It looked like glory. Jesus was, his face shone brighter than the sun and his clothes became as white as light and a cloud of glory overshadowed him. You see, that was the fulfillment of the Son of Righteousness coming with healing in his wings, which is his glory and his beams of light. He was being endowed, invested, anointed with more glory and more light so that he could go out and arise on people, releasing the very powers that he had just received on the mountain. We've been talking about dunamis and what it's made of and that it is made of light. In the last programs, we talk about how much light heals. We talk all about the various scriptures that show that light heals. We talked about Isaiah 30, where it says that moonlight becomes like sunlight, and sunlight one day becomes like 7 days, all contained in one. And that acceleration of the light will happen in the day that God binds up the hurts of his people and heals their wounds brought upon by their sin. See, the acceleration of the light that's being released in the universe and the planet right now is for a purpose to, quote, heal our wounds that came from our sin. God is accelerating and intensifying the light of his Son. Not only its very presence and its nature, but the revelation that he is giving to the church to understand the light of Christ and how it is a tool to heal specifically the wounds in our soul and our physical bodies. Now, in this session, we're going to talk about how when we speak, light literally is released through our words, through our voice, through our decrees. And that light then goes into people's bodies and souls to heal them, or into our own bodies and souls to heal us. Let me build a biblical foundation for this. So when God spoke in Genesis 1, he created light, didn't he? Why did he create light first? Why was it the first thing he created? Because it was who he is. That's what 1 John 1:5 says. That this is the message of promise, which we have heard from him and now reporting to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. See, one of the reasons why God created light first is because he is light. So when he opened his mouth, what came out of him? What he is. He is light. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When God spoke, he spoke himself, and he is light. We are made in the image of God. So when we speak, God has decreed that the light that is in us will be released through our voice, through our words, through our decree. Look up the word voice in the New Testament. The root of that word in the Greek means this, listen, to bring forth into the light, to cause to shine, to shed light. To shine, to be bright and resplendent. According to the Strong's Concordance, our voice releases light. It causes it to shine, to be bright, to be resplendent. How many of you ever quoted Job 22:28? You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You've all quoted that, right? Well, now listen to the entire verse in its wholeness. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established, and the light will shine upon your ways. When you decree things, your voice does what the word voice means. It sheds forth light. It shines light. And that's why things are established. Because when you decree a thing, they are established because the light is now shining upon your ways. You've heard much testimony, much scripture that proves that the light of Christ is just not this, oh, let me be filled with the light. Yes, it's illuminating my darkness. No, it's really illuminating your darkness. The light of Christ is a power to heal, a power to bring breakthrough, a power to cause our inner man to be delivered of all the wounds that have come upon us from sin and trauma. And when we get a breakthrough in the soul, what happens? Everything around us becomes different, changed. All our circumstances begin to bow the knee to us. Families get back together. Divorces no longer happen. Children come back into the home. Sickness in the body leaves. Our finances increase. We will be prospered and be in health even as our soul is prospered. Light is a power. And when we speak that light, our voice comes out. When we decree a thing, they are established because the light shines upon our ways. You know, in Psalm 119, it says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Now, most people, when they hear that scripture, they go, okay, yes, it means that when you read the word of God or you hear a word from God, it brings light. It brings understanding, revelation, and it does mean that. But if you really look up the words there in the Hebrew, you'll find that it also means the entrance of our words give light. That word, words there, it actually means this in the Hebrew, speech, speaking, utterance. So now let me replace that into Psalm 119, and you could basically read it like this. The entrance of thy speech gives light. The entrance of thy speaking gives light. The entrance of thy utterance gives light. God's words, Jesus' words, our words, when they're directed by the Spirit of God, release the light. Where does that light come from? Think about it. Who lives in us? Jesus. What does the Bible say about Jesus? He is the light of the world. Amen. He is the light of the world. What does it say in Hebrews 1:3 about Jesus? This is in the Amplified. It says that he is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine. Jesus Christ is a light being. That's not a New Age term. I got that straight out of the Amplified. He is a light being, and inside of you lives that light being. Your spirit man is full of light. And the Lord says, hey, he has decreed that our words, when we decree a thing, it is established because the light shines upon our ways. He has established in the universe the process of this being the gate to let out the light. You've got light in here. This is the gate that lets it out. Do you understand? Now, it says about Jesus in Hebrews that he is a light being, the outraying radiance of the divine. You see, Jesus sends out his rays to heal us, and we do too. We send out the light being that's in us. We send out those rays of light to heal ourselves, to heal other people, and we do that by speaking. What did Jesus say in Matthew 5:14? He said, you are the light of the world. Remember, John 8 said, I am the light of the world. But then what did he say after that? You are the light of the world. He's saying that not only is he the light in the world, but because he lives in us, we are the light of the world. And he says this in the rest of Matthew 5. He says, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. See, we are called by Christ to not only realize this biblical truth that Christ lives in us, but we are called to be a city on a hill where everyone can see, and we're supposed to be up there on the hill releasing the light that's in us. We're supposed to release the light we are carrying to the world. And when we do, the world will start getting healed. Amen? Look, I'm not trying to build a new doctrine. I'm just trying to share with you some exciting verses and scripture that I've seen in the Bible. Do you receive that you are the light? Do you want to outray it like Jesus does? This is one of the ways you do it. You decree a thing and it's established because the light shines upon your ways. Remember what the word voice means. It means to shine forth light. You open your mouth and you speak and light comes out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Jesus healed people with his words. He healed people with his words. Why? Because he's a light being. And the word voice means to shine forth light. So every time Jesus would speak, what was he releasing through his words? Light. He was releasing the light that he is. Remember, it says the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings and his beams of light. So Jesus would heal people. And the way, one of the many ways he did it, one of the many ways he arose on them with those beams of light is by speaking words. He would tell people, arise, pick up your mat and walk. And they would get up off their mat. He would say to lepers, be clean. And they would be clean. He would deliver people by commanding, speaking words, telling demons to come out. He would verbally rebuke fevers and they would leave. He spoke to a withered hand. He said, stretch out your hand. And then it was healed. He said to the deaf and dumb people, you know, ears be open, tongue be loosed. And the ears would open and the tongue would be loosed. He said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. And he did. Jesus didn't lay hands on everybody. Many times he would just speak and that person would be healed. Now, what did Jesus himself say about his words? See, he used his words to heal. What did he say about his words? John 6, he says, my words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, right? So every time he spoke a word, it would bring life to someone. That word life actually refers to the life given to the soul, the abundance of life in God given to our soul. So when he would speak these words, light would come out of him. The person's soul would be healed that he was ministering to. Amen? Jesus. Remember what he said in John 8? I am the light of the world, and my light brings life. So Jesus is saying, my words bring life. And my light brings life. My words bring life. And my light brings life. What does that mean? My words are full of light. And they bring life. Our words can be full of light, which will bring life to people. We need to be aware of this. You need to know what power you have. You don't even understand what's happening when you're praying for someone. When you're standing there praying for someone, if you could see in the spirit, you would see light coming out with your decrees because that's what you're doing. You're decreeing a thing and it is being established because the light is shining upon your ways. I remember I was in prison once speaking a message to prisoners and my worship team leader was with me and she had very amazing seer vision. And as I was preaching an amazing message about the truth of healing and about the truth of the gospel and about the truth of the cross and the resurrection, all of a sudden she saw literally fire come out of my mouth. She said she'd never seen anything like it before. We have to understand our words are so powerful. They can release the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Why do you think that I have you at the end of almost every single program, we do a healing activation, right? And what's the one thing that we really focus on? Decreeing scripture over ourselves, right? Why? Because now you're getting all kinds of light. You're decreeing stuff. Your voice is releasing light as you're doing it. But you're decreeing scripture. What does scripture do? James 5 says, scripture has the power to save our souls. One of the reasons why scripture has the power to save your soul is because it's full of light. It says in Psalm 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So when you speak those scriptures, you're getting all kinds of light that's being released. And what does light do? It heals. It heals your body and your soul. Now let's talk about long distance healing. How many of you have ever prayed for a person that was not in the same room as you? How many of you have actually had a miracle happen when you prayed for a person not in the same room as you? Amen. Jesus did it all the time. He healed long distance all the time. How did he do it? He spoke, didn't he? He spoke words, didn't he? He would speak a word, and what happened? His voice, because the word voice means to shine forth light, his voice would be the gate that opened, and release the light that was in him, because he is a light being. He was the light of the world. Now, I want you to think about that in a scientific point of view. So here's Jesus. He's in one town, and he would speak a word, and somebody in a whole another town would get healed. Think about it. The Bible says that our voice releases light. Job says that when we decree a thing, light comes out. Scientifically, that's the perfect thing to do. Scientifically, God arranged sovereignly for it to be light that would come out when we would speak. Why? Because light travels at 186,000 miles per second. So it can go from where Jesus was at right to the person he was praying for. He could just say the word light and it would already be there. That's what happens when you pray for somebody. One of the reasons why your prayers work long distance, because you're filled with the light of Christ. Christ lives in you and he's a light being. And your mouth is the gate that releases the light that's in you. And it can be there as soon as you say, I pray for them that they're healed now. It's already there healing them. And what you need to do is understand that so that you put your faith on a whole new level, so that when you're standing there making your decrees, you can get bold. You can be empowered by that biblical revelation and even by the scientific revelation. Wow, if I'm doing this right now, the light is flying to that person. It's already there and it's already penetrating into their body and into their soul. You know, you can be at home watching this program in your room right now, and you can't go lay hands on a friend who has cancer or a loved one who is sick in the hospital, but you can. You can speak a healing word right from your room, and whenever you speak, the light that's in you is going to go right to that person and begin to minister a miracle to them. Let's just look at a couple of scriptures. Matthew 8. Let's read Jesus here, healing a person by long distance by just speaking a word. It says that Matthew 8, Jesus went into Capernaum and a centurion came to him begging him and saying, Lord, my servant boy is lying in the house paralyzed and distressed with intense pains. And Jesus said to him, I will come and restore him. But the centurion replied to him, Lord, I'm not worthy or fit to have you come under my roof. But only speak the word, and my servant boy will be cured. You know, whether this centurion realized it or not, he had a Holy Spirit revelation. He just knew that if Jesus spoke a word, that his servant would be healed. And what's really cool was Jesus' response to this man. He said, I tell you the truth, I have not found so much faith as this with anyone, even in Israel. And then he said to the centurion, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. I love that because Jesus was saying, look, you're believing in something that doesn't make sense at all. You're believing that I can stand here in one town and not be anywhere near your servant, not be anywhere near him. He's completely in another place, but you're believing that all I have to do is speak a word and that person will be healed. That is great faith. We need to have the same great faith. And now we can substantiate and build our faith by understanding how that works, the mechanics behind why we can speak a word, and a person in another town, in another state, in another country can get healed. Amen? I love what it says right at the very end of that story. It says, and that servant boy was restored to health at that very moment. To me, that proves even more that it was the light coming out of Jesus' words that he spoke that healed that servant, because that light traveled to that servant and he was healed at that moment. See, nothing else could have done that but the light. That's why God has ordained that when we speak, we loose the light of Christ that is in us, because it can go there at that very moment and someone can be healed. How do you think words of knowledge work with me on the stage? I have said thousands of words of knowledge in my career in this doing this ministry. Thousands of words of knowledge, and I've seen thousands of healings. Amy has been a witness to that. She is beginning to move in that too, where she stands on stage and speaks a word. All she does is speak a word, and a person in the audience that we are not touching, we're not going and laying hands on them, gets healed instantly upon the word of knowledge. Why? Because when the speaking happens, the light comes out, flies across the audience into that person it was intended for, heals them in both their body and their soul in an instant. Do you understand? I want you to understand the mechanics about what's happening so that when you finally stand up on this stage, or you get up on the corner of the homeless shelter and you start speaking words of knowledge. You don't even have to go lay hands on that homeless man who is not well in his mind and wants nothing to do with you, doesn't want you to get near him or touch him or pray for him or anything else, but you don't have to do that. You can just speak a word and my servant will be healed. Amen? I love this story in John 4. It says this. Let's read it. Verse 46. So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he made the water into wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Okay, I want to stop right there. So this boy was sick. Guess what? He was physically sick in his body because he had a wound in his soul. The word sick there means strong in soul. That's the root of it. He needed to be made strong in soul. There are other places where the word sick is used and it has nothing to do with the soul. So we know for sure that in this case, since the Bible chose to use that particular Greek word, this boy had an illness that was causing him to die because he had a wound in his soul. Well, the scripture is awesome because Jesus didn't go and lay hands on that kid. He spoke a word. It says that when that man heard that Jesus had come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went to him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And Jesus said to him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. And then he said that no one say unto him, sir, will you come down before my child dies? And Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word Jesus spoke, and he went his way. So Jesus spoke a word. He didn't go lay hand on this boy. He spoke a word. And then what happened? The man goes home, and on the way, his servants come to meet him. And they tell him that the fever had left him. And when the man asked, when did it leave? They said it was at that very hour that Jesus spoke the word. See, again, that proves to me that it was light that came out of Jesus' mouth. When he decreed a thing, it was established because the light shone upon his ways. And that light not only healed that boy of the physical thing that was killing him, but he healed him. It healed him of the wound in his soul that allowed him to get sick in the first place. How many of you people know people that are sick and you are suspecting right now that they are seriously sick because they have a wound in their soul? I know people are home right now. You have children, spouses, friends, family members that you believe now that you understand why they're sick. It's because they have a wound in their soul. Well, be assured that you can stand right in your living room, right in your bedroom, right in your house, and you can speak a word. You can decree a thing, and it will be established because the light will shine upon your ways. You will open your mouth, begin to decree healing scriptures over them, and that light from inside your spirit will go out your mouth and be there at 186,000 miles per second and heal them. Now, I'll do one last thing, and then we're going to just practice an activation. If all this, let's say all this is true. Let's say that my Bible is right. The thing I'm trying to share with you, the argument I'm trying to share with you has some foundation in it. Then how come when we decree stuff, people aren't getting healed? How come? Right? How many of you ever decreed things, and you didn't see any evidence that there was no light shooting out of your mouth? Is it true? Why is that? Let me share with you. Luke 6, 45. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, there are two sources that come out of our mouth when we speak. One is our spirit man. And we know that we receive and speak things out of our spirit because when we receive a prophetic word from God, prophetic utterance, what do? We speak it out, right? God puts a prophetic declaration in our spirit man, and up and out it comes out of our spirit, out of our mouth, as we decree it over someone or over ourselves, correct? So we receive stuff that we speak out of our mouth comes from our spirit. That's one source. What's the other source? Well, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you look at the word heart there, it's the Greek word cardia. It means the literal organ of the heart. But it also means this, the soul. See, a lot of times we're speaking out of our soul. And whatever's in our soul is what's going to come out. Now let's look at Luke 11 to see what is in our soul. There's either light or there's either the darkness from the wounds that are inside of us. I'll start at verse 33. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or a crypt or under a bushel measure, but on a lampstand, that those who are coming in may see the light. Your eye or your conscience is the lamp of the body. When your eye or your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body's full of light. But when it's not sound and fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no dark part, it will be wholly bright with light, as with a lamp with its bright rays gives you light. We've talked about this scripture before. I want to go over it again so you understand. This is a soul scripture. It talks about your eye or your conscience being the lamp of your body. What is the eye? The word eye there in the Greek means the mind, the faculty of knowing. Your mind is part of your soul. The Amplified actually says that it's your eye or your conscience. Your conscience is part of your soul. The word eye is often used to describe the window to the soul. This is a soul scripture. And it's telling you that when your eye or your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office, it's because it's filled with light. See, light is the power that heals the soul. We already know that. So it's saying when your soul, your eye, your conscience, your mind is filled with light, when your whole body is filled with light, then your soul will be sound and fulfilling its office. That means every part of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions will be healthy. They'll be making right decisions with your will, thinking right thoughts with your mind, feeling right emotions with inside of your inner man, your emotions. But that happens when your whole body's full of light. When you're full of light, healing comes and your eye becomes sound. And every part of your soul starts accurately and precisely fulfilling its office. But then it talks about this. It goes, when it's not sound and not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness. It's saying when your soul is not sound, it's because you're full of darkness. What does that mean? That word darkness means a soul that's lost its perceptive powers. What would cause our soul to lose its perceptive powers? Wounds. Wounds in your soul cause you to not be able to accurately perceive things. It causes you to not be able to understand the truth when it's presented to you. Causes you to walk into a situation and you look and you see all the different elements of the situation, but you wrongly judge it. You wrongly react because you've got wounds in your soul that are controlling the way you think about it, controlling the way you perceive the situation. You see, it says, the light will cause your soul to be sound and fulfilling its office, but when you don't have enough light, you will be filled with darkness. Meaning, if you don't get enough light in you, your soul will not be healed. You will still be wounded. Your soul will still have lost its perceptive powers. Now think about it. When your body is full of darkness from being wounded in your inner man, what do you think comes out when out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks? What do you think comes out of your mouth when you open it? Darkness. If you're filled with darkness from your wounded soul, when you open your mouth out of the abundance of your heart, which is your soul, the mouth speaks. So when you're speaking things, sometimes what's coming out is not the light in your spirit, man. It's the darkness of your soul, of your wounded soul. Darkness doesn't heal people. Darkness doesn't heal people. That's why sometimes it doesn't work. When you say a word of knowledge and you speak it and that person doesn't get healed, it's because you opened your mouth and you didn't have enough light. You had more darkness. I'm not beating anybody up. I'm just being real with you. I'll tell you right now, the more light I've had, the more accurate my words of knowledge and the more people would get healed when I spoke them. The more light I've had in me, the more people got healed when I prayed for them. The more light in me, the more I could do long distance healing. You understand? The more you get healed by the light, the more you'll be filled with the light, the more light you can release. The more wounds you have, the more darkness you have. And the more that darkness comes out when you speak. I like the end of the scripture. It says, be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no dark part, it will be wholly bright with light, as with a lamp with its bright rays that gives you light. It's saying when your whole body's full of light, it heals all the darkness that's in your soul. And then what happens? You become the light. You're up on stage. You turn the switch on. The switch is you opening your mouth. I decree somebody's being healed in their neck right now in Jesus' name. Bam! The light comes out. You're the lamp with its bright rays shining out light. The light shoots out onto the people, that person that has the neck pain, and they're instantly healed. Do you understand? When your whole body is illuminated, having no dark part, then it will be wholly bright as with a lamp with its bright rays that gives out light. You are going to become the lamp. You're going to start giving out bright rays. You're going to be so filled with the light that your whole body will be filled with the light and you'll have no dark part. And then when you open your mouth and you decree a thing, it will be established because the light will shine upon your ways. And you'll pray for people in other countries and they will have a miracle. They'll get healed because light will travel to them at 186,000 miles per second. Amen? Now watch, this is the final close. Watch what you're saying with your mouth, because sometimes when we get tired, discouraged, angry, frustrated, what happens? We spit out the darkness that's inside of us. I'm just so tired of this. Oh, I can't believe they're taking so long. Man, I'm exhausted. I've done this. I gotta watch myself all the time because I can be exhausted, okay? I'm a busy woman. But you can't let out the darkness that's in you. You've got to instead watch your words, because what are you releasing? Are you releasing darkness with your words? The darkness that's in your soul? Or are you releasing light? You know, if you say too much, you go, well, I'm just so tired of this, and that person's driving me crazy. Well, if they call me again, I'm just going to say, don't you bother. And if you do all that stuff, you know what you're releasing? Darkness, darkness, darkness. Where do you think that darkness is going? It goes out into the atmosphere around you, goes towards the people that are around you and hurts them, but it also goes right here. It goes right back into your soul and makes you more wounded and filled with more darkness. Why do you think the Lord tells us to praise so much? Do you know what the word praise means? Look it up in the Psalms. There are two separate meanings of the word praise in the Psalms. One of the words praise that is used in the Hebrew in the Psalms means this: to shine forth light. So when you praise and you worship, you go, Jesus, you rock, you're awesome. I love you. I don't care how I feel right now. Even though I'm exhausted, I'm believing that you are King of Kings and that you're going to give me strength. And I exalt your name and I magnify you. I lift you up. I worship you. You're amazing. You're awesome. You're King of Kings. You're King of Glory. You're Lord of Lords. You know what happens? Light is like... Because praise means to shine forth light. You know, if you ever get in a funk and you just think, man, nothing's working, then just praise-a-thon, baby. Praise-a-thon. You just stand right in your living room and you just praise, 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 praise. Because you didn't realize it before, but now you know that your praise will release light. And that light will go and heal your soul. And then whatever it is that you don't have in your life that you don't want to praise is going to disappear because you got your soul healed, babe. All right, you ready? Let's activate. We'll start first with a little blood, because I think we all need to repent for the words that we've been saying that were not praise. I'm going to be on my knees repenting with y'all. Let's do that right now first, amen? Father, we come before you right now, and we realize even more than ever before the gravity of our words, what our words are producing in us, and what they release from us. And we know when we speak dark words that are not of you, that do not exalt, that do not edify, that are judgment, and of criticism, and of anger, and of depression, and of resentment, that those are not of the kingdom of light. They are the kingdom of darkness. That our words release darkness into the atmosphere. That our words will release darkness into our own soul and make our souls even more wounded. We repent right now, Lord. We ask that you would heal us of every single word that we send with our mouth, that we use those words we use to release darkness, because we only want to release the light of Christ in us. So we ask right now that you would wash us clean of those sins. We repent for every word of darkness that we have ever spoken. We want the abundance of our heart to be light, the light of Christ. So wash us clean right now of those words as we come before you and we lean into the power of the cross. Now, I just want you to focus. God might even give you something specific, something you've been habitually saying, like I'm exhausted or I don't like that person or boy, I hate that service on Sunday morning or whatever it is. Ask God to give you a specific thing that you've been saying over and over again that was really not right, that was releasing the kingdom of darkness into the atmosphere. How many of you already got a revelation that you didn't expect? I did. God told me something I wasn't even thinking about. So Holy Spirit, tell us stuff that we don't even realize we're saying so we can repent of it. Just keep on repenting for the next 30 seconds of any words you've said that release darkness out of your soul. Okay, now what I want you to do is, I want you to start speaking out loud. You have to speak. You have to open your mouth. Don't sit there with your mouth closed. Your mouth is the gate that allows the light to come out. And I want you to start decreeing every healing scripture or every decree of healing and wellness and wholeness over your body and your soul right now. Go ahead. Come on. You can be in your living room right now, and you can do it right now. Just start speaking. And use your faith to believe that as you do, you're releasing light from your spirit, man. It's going into your house. It's going into your soul. It's going into your physical body. It's going into everything around you. Yes, Lord, we just decree healing over ourselves right now. You send your word and you heal us. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not below. You will bless the Lord all our soul. Bless the Lord all our soul and who heals all our iniquities. Drives out all our diseases. We decree freedom right now over ourselves. We decree excellence in our body, excellence in our soul. As we speak, the light is coming out and going right into our soul and our body. Come on, church, stir yourself up. Speak to your soul. Speak to your body. Release the light that's in your spirit, man. Christ lives in you. Your gate is the mouth. Decree a thing and it will be established because the light will shine upon your ways. Use your voice to shed forth light. Keep going. Just a little while longer. Now say amen. Amen. Now we're going to do two more things. I want you to get quiet and ask the Lord for a person you're supposed to speak and decree light over right now. That you're supposed to speak healing over. Somebody that's not in this room. Somebody who needs a healing. Who's either wounded in their soul or their physical body or they're having financial problems or anything else. Just get quiet right now. And Holy Spirit, you tell each person what their who their assignment is right now. Holy Spirit, speak their assignment clearly to them right now. Who are they supposed to pray for? Don't pray for somebody you think you're supposed to pray for. Let Holy Spirit tell you. It might be somebody that you just met. Okay, how many people got their target already? Raise your hand. Raise your hand really high. Okay, good. Now, start speaking decrees over them. Decree a thing. Let it be established because the light will shine upon your ways. Decree healing for their soul, healing for their body, breakthrough in their finances, breakthrough for their families, whatever their issue is. Pray for that and believe that as you're speaking, that light is literally going to them right now at 186,000 miles per hour. If you're in your living room right now, have that target in your mind, that person who you're going to send the prayer to in your mind. They don't have to be in that room. They can be anywhere, in another state, in another country, but began to speak breakthrough healing decrees over them and put your faith on knowing that the light of Christ in you is being released right at this very minute and going at 186,000 miles per second to that person to bring breakthrough and healing to them. Go ahead. Come on, church. Stir it up. Intercede for those people. Release light through your words. Release light through your decrees to that person. Send it to them. It's already there, healing them right now. Keep going. If you don't have your mouth open speaking, you're not doing the exercise. You have to open your mouth. Words. It says the word voice means to shine forth light. You got to use your voice. That person's life is being changed right now by your decrees. Stir yourself up, church. Believe it. It's the truth. You're sending them light right now. Remember, the Son of Righteousness arises on us with healing in his wings and his beams of light. Light heals people. You are releasing the light of Christ in you through your words. Okay, now say amen. You know, once I had a person call me that lives across the country and say, I've never told this to anyone before, but I'm haunted by a memory of a bus ride, the bus ride to school every morning when I was a child. And every morning, the boys on the bus would attack me. And so when my mother would want to put me in a dress, I would scream and cry because I knew that would make it easier for them to attack me. And that went on for a year with her on this bus ride every morning to school. And she said there was not one single day that she had not suffered from that memory because those sins against her had wounded her soul. So I said, let's do an experiment, because this was a person who was not really much of a God person, honestly, but more of a scientist. I said, do you believe light travels at 186,000 miles per second? She goes, of course I do. I said, well, do you believe that if I yoked your belief with mine, that I could speak and release the light of Christ in me and it would travel to you at that speed and you could get healed of that memory, that wound in your soul? And they agreed to partake of this experiment. So I agreed that for 15 minutes a day, I would speak healing decrees over their soul. After 2 days, this person would dream this dream every night of this attack, every night for her entire life. After 2 days, the dreams were gone and they've never been back since. Put your faith on it, church. You can do anything from anywhere. You could be in your shower decreeing healing over someone in Africa and a miracle will happen. You can be used for the kingdom everywhere you go. You can be in your car. By the time you get to work, you could heal, save, restore, deliver 12 different people just by speaking out decrees. Now just put a new level of understanding. When I speak, the light of Christ is being released. And it's the Son of Righteousness that arises with healing in his wings and his beams of light. Do you receive it? Amen. Now we'll do one more thing. How many people here are still in pain? Please stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Now, I want you to step out of the aisle. Now, people who are not in pain, I want you to go to them. Do not lay hands on them. Do not touch them. I want you to just speak healing into them. Speak light into their souls. Speak light into their bodies. Speak deliverance over them. Do not touch them. Just speak it. Just speak it. Amen? I just want you to speak it. Okay, now if you still don't have somebody praying for you, put your hand up so that people know that you need prayer assistance. Please look around, people. Go to all the people that have their hands up. There's a woman right here. Look at me. See, there's a woman right here. There's a woman right here, too. There's another one right there. Go to people with their hands still up. Keep your hands raised until people come to you. Now go, church. Speak decrees and know that light is coming out of your mouth from the Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, who is the light living in you. Yeah, if you're standing in your living room right now watching, you can be praying right now, healing decrees over somebody, over your kids if they're in school. They're not even in the house right now. Over your spouse at work. Over a friend in another state who's sick. Every day, if you spend 15 minutes during your day to just speak those healing decrees and believe that the light of Christ in you that is coming out of your mouth through your decrees, then your decrees will be established. Because the light will shine upon your ways. You'll start to see a miracle happen in that person's life. Because you have a whole new understanding of what's coming out of you when you speak over that person's life. Ask them if they feel anything. Do they feel any heat? Do they feel any electricity? Ask them. Command their pain to leave. If the pain is still there, then hit them with some more decrees. Hit them with more light. Okay, everybody stop. Now have that person you're praying for check and see if their pain is still there. Have them check. Now be honest. You're not being honest if you tell people your pain is not there because you just want to be nice to them. All right? Be honest and say whether or not your pain is still there. Now if the pain is gone, would you please wave your hand over your head? There's one right there. There's another one right there. There's another one right there. There's another one right there. That's four. Anybody else? Give them one more shot of light. I speak light into you. I speak your soul being healed. I command you to be well. I command your body to be healthful, healed, full of a cure, that your bones would be filled with marrow and moistening, that your nerves and your sinews would be healthy and would be completely full and grown to their full length, and that your bones would be filled with marrow, and that your skin would be hydrated, and that your organs would be brand new, and that your spine would be straight, and that your brain would run at its highest capacity, that your hypothalamus and hippocampus would be completely active and healed, that you'd be in homeostasis. I command healing, healing, healing for your body, your soul. In the name of Jesus. All right, let's see. Anybody else get healed? Check your body. Anybody else get healed? If you did, wave your hand over your head. There's one right there. Okay, we're knocking them off. Come on, let's give Jesus a big praise.